The White House denies accusations by former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill that President Bush was detached in discussions on the economy, and that the decision to oust Saddam Hussein was made during the earliest days of the Bush presidency. The Treasury Department is investigating whether O'Neill leaked classified documents to support his allegations, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
O'Neill's comments are contained in a new book called The Price of Loyalty by former Wall Street Journal reporter Ron Suskind. Both men were featured on CBS's 60 Minutes on Sunday. Yesterday, Press Secretary Scott McClellan, en route to Mexico aboard Air Force One, said the president had exhausted all diplomatic options before moving to topple Saddam Hussein. And on the economy, McClellan said, O'Neill seemed to be trying to justify personal views and opinions. Later in Monterrey, at a news conference with Mexican President Vicente Fox, the president himself was asked to react.
First, let me say, I appreciate former Secretary O'Neill's service to our country. We worked together during some difficult times. We worked together when the country was in recession. And now we're coming out of recession, which is positive news.
On Iraq, the president said his administration's policy from the beginning was regime change, noting that that was also the policy of the Clinton administration. Then he mentioned the 9/11 terrorist attacks, which he said changed how he viewed the world.
And as you know, not only did we deal with the Taliban, working through the United Nations and working through the international community, we made it clear that Saddam Hussein should disarm.
It was while the president was meeting with President Fox in Mexico that word broke in Washington that the Treasury Department would seek an investigation. The probe would focus specifically on one document shown on television by 60 Minutes that was labeled secret. On the broadcast, author Ron Suskind referred to a secret White House memo O'Neill shared with him that was titled Plan for Post-Saddam Iraq. Critics, meanwhile, say the White House is trashing a man the president once praised as a straight shooter. They say O'Neill's insider view of the administration simply confirms what others have said about the current administration's making of foreign and economic policy for a long time. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.